Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pointer, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Lazlaz.
Okay, what were you about to say?
I just want
to
say I'm really proud of us for doing this two times in a row. Or
three times? Three now.
We're really on a roll, everybody.
I can't believe it.
What do you think is the main... Okay. Is it the gerund? of the word microphone? Is it the ing? What's the ing form?
Gerunds are a whole new thing, man.
Okay,
gerunds,
so let's not
are
even
like
discuss
I
this.
Can't get into gerunds.
Okay,
that was ninth grade.
it's not a new thing, then, is it?
Well, I mean, it's like we weren't learning that shit until we were teenagers.
Oh my god,
they keep that from you.
What is a gerund? Okay, anyhow, I wanted to just say maybe it's not a gerund. Everyone, delete that from your brain. What
no!
the fuck, Kate? Stop
it's
doing
it's
shit.
Fine. We're good.
That the ing form of the word microphone is miking.
Okay.
And it's with a K. I just want people to know that.
Were you looking at a dictionary? What's happening?
No, I had to use the word miking.
Well, thank you for that one, Maysoon. I never would have known that if you hadn't told me.
I'm really glad to help spread the knowledge out there.
Okay, here's the deal. I finally went to see some art.
I kind of love this program. What's happening here? What are we looking at here?
Okay, here's the deal. I went to motherfucking BAM PFA.
Oh my god, a museum in the world.
I paid.
Don't be paying.
I had a student discount because I had my Laney College ID.
What about your press pass?
I know, I fucked around too much and didn't plan ahead.
Fucked around and found out.
And I gotta say though, it's only $14 for an adult. It's only $12 if you show ID that you're a teacher or a student.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's free if you have an American Alliance of Museums membership.
Are you still doing that?
And you can get a plus one. Katie has one now, but of course Katie didn't go with me this time.
So you were just, this was an impromptu visit to the Berkeley Museum.
Yep. Oh, cool. Well, because they have this show up that everyone was losing their mind over, Young June.
They have this show. All the way through to the front door.
Slancha.
That's cheers.
They have this show up that everyone was losing their mind about, Young June Kwok. Okay. Resistance Pleasure.
Ooh.
Okay, and I went and saw the show. It was a lot of sculptures.
Oh, it's Matrix.
It's a Matrix show over there.
Who's curating
the
those now?
The curator of this one was Anthony Graham, senior curator.
Okay, cool.
And the show is called Resistance Pleasure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now,
what
I went
space
and saw
is it in? Can you just give me like a little, I'm trying to visualize.
Do you remember where the MFA show
was?
Yeah,
that small gallery,
yes.
Smallish gallery.
Small but easily accessible.
For one person, seems okay. For five people, small.
Yeah, stop having the MFA show in there unless you only have like four students.
Or how about three?
Sure. It's just too small for all those folks.
Yeah, and one of the students
feels
really
like
has to be
a bummer,
sculptor.
Especially after having the big old unsafe museum. Remember?
I feel like never to be spoken of again.
Oh my god, and they also, you don't ever want to talk about the old museum?
No, we can't again.
Because we talked about it too much? Or?
No. It's just not an option anymore.
That's correct. Unless we just sneak into it. Resistance Pleasure. It's going to be up until motherfucking December 8th. So you got plenty of time to go see
so
it.
So many months. Almost a half year.
And let me tell you, Young June Kwok. I hope I'm saying that right. They were born in 1984 in Queens, New York. So they're only a year older than me.
I thought you were going to say they're only a year old.
We could be best friends, I say.
Where do they live now? Okay, keep going. Give
and
us more.
And they work across sculpture, performance, and video, moving between
great.
Formal, abstract. I'm reading here from the BAM PFA.
Yeah,
big,
they've got
like,
a big old
catalog of the year. Moving between formal abstraction and bodily figuration to create works that resist the boundaries of representation. So what was in the show? There were sculptures. There were, oh, god damn me to hell.
Did you love it?
I
did you feel
it.
Blown thought, away like all the people prior who had seen it who were yelling at you about it?
Nobody was really yelling at me about it. It was just that everybody went
was
to the opening.
Was the internet freaking out about it? Is that what was happening?
I don't know. No. The internet doesn't freak
well,
out about art shows.
No. The internet is in like your small circle of people in the Bay Area.
The last time the internet freaked out about an art show, what was it? It was probably Jordan Wolfson, who makes all those robots that like are terrifying.
Oh. I don't remember that freak out.
That's all they ever show me on the internet. Okay, let's get back on track. I'm trying to find some pictures.
Wait, trying to knock over our little.
Can I just talk about one part of the show and then everybody just?
I want you to help me visualize the space, even if you don't talk about each work. Like, what was going on? Were there things on the wall? Were there things on the floor?
There are things on the wall.
Things hanging from the ceiling.
Things were hanging.
Was there light? Like. Crazy special lighting. Was there sound? Was there smell?
They did paint the walls purple, dark purple, which you would actually love. And some of the work was neon. There were two neon signs, I think.
Oh, there's neon over at the Museum of Craft and Design in San Francisco right now.
Neon. It's perennial.
Neon's perennial.
Because fucking Bruce Nauman did 700,000 neons back in like zero.
Well, yeah, of course.
Nothing against neon though. It's just a medium. It's like painting. It's like anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think neon's out there like paintings out there.
It's like painting.
Yeah, but it's not like as.
It is.
Ubiquitous.
Okay, anyhow, so there's two neon signs and they're both of hands. And one is a hand doing like a hand up like this.
Like a high five
hand. And it has
a
red fingernail. And then a hand down like this, like swishy.
Swishy. Cute.
Like gay. Yeah. Love and it's called like erect, like limp erect or something like that.
So does the hand itself move kind of like the Nauman pieces?
Right. There's two things and then they alternate light and it looks like an animation. Isn't that amazing?
Love it.
Okay.
It's called erect and limp.
Let me tell you.
Cute.
It's erect.
In that little thing.
Erect limp 2024.
Okay, great.
And they also credited the fabricator because, you know, none of these artists are just out there bending glass tubes.
Not usually. There are some, though, still.
Maybe they do it, but they have a little help. But anyhow, the fabricator was Danny Bonnet.
Good job, Danny Bonnet.
That's really, I like that they credited that.
We've been talking about that a lot.
A lot of artists don't do that. Can I just read you some of the...
Yeah, read it to me. I'm good to listen.
Each sculpture is made from the artist's own body with friends and collaborators. Cast using a mixture of resin, metal, and other synthetic and organic materials, the works are covered in rhinestones and crystals. These distinctive surfaces and materials draw attention to corporeal details and postures. Oh, they say in the beginning that their work imagines new forms of representation resisting traditional categories based on assumptions of race and gender. Quack often presents the body in states of transformation, emphasizing how it changes, grows, and shapeshifts. Okay, but Maysoon, here's the thing. My favorite part was this big giant fucking donut. Okay, this big ring. Okay,
not a donut.
On the outside, like they said, it's all like rhinestones and stuff, and you can tell that it's.
I need some colors. What's happening with the?
Well, the rhinestones
ring.
Are
the ring
silver
is what?
Or whatever.
Okay, yeah, rhinestone.
Yeah, it kind of looks almost like a disco ball because it's so dense with shiny stuff.
Oh, cute.
And it's hanging up. So it's just suspended in midair. Okay. And so
is it pretty high above your head or is it kind of low? Can you like walk into it?
Like the ring, you mean?
Yeah, when
no, the bottom of the ring is probably at like knee or thigh.
Okay, so you can walk into it. You could, if you were
directly into it.
It's not above head.
Way not above your head.
I'm just
trying to understand. Can reach out and touch it. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. But so you see all the rhinestones and stuff on the outside.
Is it on both sides? It's a 360 experience.
Yeah. Great, in the round. You. Everything's
perfect.
In the round.
Okay, great.
Except the neons on the wall.
Right.
There
no,
were probably other stuff on the wall that I'm forgetting.
It's okay. We're just focused on the things you remember.
And so there's this donut. Maysoon, actually, let me not speak of the donut.
No. Okay, fine. Come back to
the
donut. The
donut's made in the same way as this other piece. All this stuff, like they said, is made from castings of the artist's body.
I love it.
And so there's like...
What do you think the donut's cast from?
Like, it's all body parts, like hands holding. So it's like making a big donut
it's not a perfect
out
circle.
Of like body parts and shit.
I need to see a dance performance or a movement performance
I'm
in
telling
this
you, that's got to be
saying,
part of it.
There's gotta
that's
got to
be
someone,
something.
Please,
there's got to be dance or something.
We got to get something going in there.
Dance is there. It's already there. It feels like dance.
Yeah, let's activate that space
okay.
with some bodies.
Then the
let's do it.
Okay. But Maysoon, let me tell you of this other also suspended on monofilament where these pieces of cast things. And you can tell from the out, like when you're looking at it from a distance, you can tell that things are body parts. They look like rudimentary body parts, but they're covered in rhinestones.
Yes.
And then when you see the other side of the castings or whatever, you can see extremely detailed body.
Like inside. Yeah. If you look inside the cast pieces.
Well, no, or... on the other side, because they're cast. Here's the deal, Maysoon. It's like they fucking cast just one side of the arm. Mm-hmm. And so it's open on the other side.
I see.
Okay, and then... Okay, like I'm putting my hand on my arm to be represent the casting. And then once you take it off, you can see that there is like a side that touched the artist's body.
Yes.
That has the record all the details of all the wrinkles in their knuckles and their little fingernails. And like you yeah. really fucking, and it's not just arms and legs, it's their whole fucking body. Cool. So you see like their underwear or whatever it was they were wearing.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a harness. Like some of the stuff is like kind of like BDSM yeah. vibes are just like queer weird yeah. sex vibes.
Queer weird sex vibes.
And right. and so and it's super super detailed, and so there's like arms and legs and all the other parts of their body are in a spiral going up into like up oh. to the ceiling, and so it looks like someone like broke out of a cocoon
oh.
or something, right? And like as they're breaking out of it, the parts are kind of like flying off of them, and you kind of can imagine them just like flying away.
Oh.
I fucking loved it.
That's super cool.
That's the thing. Like you, I love the thing you're saying about dance and like movement. Like it's completely suggested.
It's already in there.
Yeah,
the movement's already there.
Yeah. So I really loved that piece. And
cool.
I feel like I'm not doing it justice, but
I think you did a pretty good job.
Thank you. So I give the show. Let's see. Let's just go ahead and give it 5 out of 5 stars.
Okay, got it.
I mean, I didn't cry. Let's give it a 4.5.
I thought we were doing a 10 scale. Can you give me?
Did
a 10
I do that last time?
We usually
Let
do a 10 scale.
Let me go ahead then and give it a 9.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it. Cool. Really well installed. It looked like a really complicated show to install, and it was extremely well installed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Worth seeing. Highly recommended, it sounds like.
Yeah, get over there. The only thing... Oh, and then the other thing was they have a big mural up. You know, they have that mural wall, and no, they have a big new mural
Where's the mural
up,
wall?
Like when With you very first come in. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And they have a new mural up by Rose D'Amato. D'Amato? Rose D'Amato, you are absolutely ascending right now, and I hope I am saying your name right. Anyhow, she had a motherfucking mural that had video in it.
Ooh.
I hadn't seen that before, but there was like, you know, she does these kind of geometric patterns with these like starburst or like shiny little
Got
ding.
It. Ding.
And then so one of these like geometric shapes was just empty and had projection
in it.
It
was video.
Okay. Yeah, and really well registered video.
Nice.
It looked perfect.
And are her their murals like always like text like that?
Yeah, there's usually text. It like and
what
like
text
it looks kind of like airbrushing. Let me redo the little thing. Rose D'Amato, born in 1991,
baby,
they just keep
Not
getting younger. What are we gonna do when it's like they were born in 2020?
2020.
Ugh.
There are kids who are people who've been born in 2020.
You think some of them are gonna
have?
They're
now 4 years old.
Yeah, and they're probably about to mount their Matrix show.
They're totally.
Yeah. Gotta get them in there.
Gotta get them young.
Fresh meat. Okay, that's disgusting. Okay, Rose D'Amato, born in 1991 in Whittier, California, is a second-generation sign painter and pinstriper. Her abstract compositions celebrate this personal lineage as a representation of the ingenuity of Latinx and working-class communities and the traditions of self-presentation embodied in lowrider culture. For her first museum exhibition, she created an art wall commission based on the recently exposed Mission Chevrolet service billboard, a historic hand-painted sign in San Francisco to memorialize and celebrate this formerly hidden emblem of community and artistic labor. D'Amato reframes the sign's design through the techniques of its creation as well as the service it advertises to question the boundary between the hand and machine-made, while establishing an art history that is inclusive of the care, knowledge, and creativity inherent to the manual labor that fuels our world. Damn, fuck yeah. That must have been what the video was like actual footage of that billboard.
Of the billboard.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So that was everything that I saw at the Berkeley Art Museum. They had the downstairs was installing, so there was like gallery closed. So get over there when everything's in there and you'll have a great time.
Cool.
How's that for you, fucking AJ Fox? Did I give you enough PR?
Good. Oh, God. Is that their publicist?
That's who sends us all the PR announcements. Okay,
yeah. Well, they're probably really excited about this.
Well, there you have it.
We would like free tickets.
Give us free tickets, people. We're pressed. Well, I could have got free tickets if I sent one email. But God forbid.
You know where I haven't been in a long time? SF MoMA. What's happening there?
Let's go. I don't give a fuck. You know, I don't go. I don't care. But we cannot pay. I will not pay to go to that.
No, we're not going to pay.
Is that mean?
No. Fuck okay. No.
Thank you, Maymay.
We'll have to get tickets from someone, though. Because okay. I can't use my old SF MoMA card on them.
Why?
I don't think they would.
I bet if we just went to the info desk, they'd be like, yeah, okay. Get out of here. You don't think?
Because when I did actually work there, I knew all the people downstairs.
Mason, my wallet just almost fell out of my butt pocket.
Well, I'm glad you're not outside. Remember last time you lost your wallet?
And we couldn't even record.
Didn't I help you find it? We didn't even record because I was spending five hours finding it.
Okay, here's the deal. What were you talking about?
What's happening at Slash? That's becoming one of my favorite places.
Oh, really? That's cute. Let's find out. Oh, sure enough, that's gone for good. Okay, sure enough, if you just Google Slash, you know you're not getting the gallery.
I know. I always forget that. I'm like, oh, shit.
Here we go.
What do you get when you Google Slash?
You know.
What, Slash from Guns N' Roses?
You know.
Yeah!
Woo! Wow, that echoed really like crazy. Did I lock the door? I did, right?
You fucking better have because all my shit's up in the front.
Holy shit. Okay, what do they got at Slash?
You know, I met Slash from Guns N' Roses when I was 14 in Chicago.
Say more.
I'm from Chicago. My high school was in this area called Lincoln Park, which is kind of like a little bit of a bougie area, although I went to public school. No, that was my grade school, high school. What the hell am I talking about? Was I in grade school?
When you met
Slash? I must
Slash.
Have been in grade school. I was
Shut
probably an eighth
fuck?
Grader, oh. Oh, okay. So 13 years old. Anyhow, so I was with friends, and I think we heard that they were in town recording an album.
Guns N' Roses.
And somehow, I don't know how we figured out where they were, but we knew where they were staying in Lincoln Park. And
oh my God.
Me and a couple of girlfriends, like, I liked... Not that you can call that heavy metal. I'm like, is that heavy metal?
Is it? No.
I think it's sort of more glam, honestly. Anyhow, who knows? Whatever that genre was, I loved it. I went to all the concerts. Skid Row,
I can't
Motley
even
Crue,
think of any
all
of their
the
songs
things.
Right now. I only can think
Sweet
of Cheeseburger
of
in Paradise.
What the hell is that?
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Is that a Guns N' Roses song?
No,
no,
it's
I don't think so.
Jimmy Buffett.
Anyhow, we... this is a ridiculous story. I don't even know if I should say it anymore because when I think about it now, I'm like, that was kind of weird.
Why'd you meet Slash? What happened? What was the context?
Well, we were just like 13-year-olds like giggling and cooing. Like, not cooing, but we were like, oh my God, they're up there. Wow. We were like waving. They looked out their window and we were like waved at them. And I think they might have come down and we got autographs, but I can't remember.
Well, that's okay.
It was cute.
Yeah.
I think we might have gotten mooned from the window. Which
they
is not
show their
okay.
butt. Did you see their balls?
No, I don't think I
Did
saw.
Did you see their nuts?
I mean, you would think that.
I don't see their nuts.
I don't think it was like spread.
Guns N' Roses don't moon eighth graders.
I know. That's the thing. I'm like, actually, that's kind of problematic. Like, and I think about it in hindsight.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross, but
well,
nothing else happened.
No, oh, well. Who am I? Yeah, that's a weird one.
It's a weird one. But
yeah.
nothing happened.
I no.
Mean, there was nothing that happened.
Okay,
we just
good.
Met them and they mooned us from the window.
Sure.
We thought that was hysterical. And
there
that
you
was,
go.
And that was that.
Eighth grade hijinks yeah. with grown men
with
who should know better.
Men. They were probably 20 or something at the time.
No way.
Probably. They
I
were
bet they
probably
were 30.
Not...
How old are they now? 900? But Mason, we're not talking about Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Well, we just did. Who cares?
In his little top hat. We're talking about Slash in San
gallery.
Francisco. So right now they have Jin Lu up, and that's going to be up until August 24th. So there, you got to get over there. The time's running out. And that show was curated by Tanya Zimbardo.
Oh, cute.
We love Tanya Zimbardo. Do we hate Tanya Zimbardo?
No, we do. I'm just
Oh,
thinking.
We love Tanya Zimbardo. Okay. I will hate anyone you want me to.
They were 25.
That's pretty bad.
But that's if you think about a 25-year-old.
God
today,
damn, this show looks amazing. We got to get over to Slash. Okay?
Slash the gallery.
The gallery. And maybe Slash will be there and he'll moon
us. I highly doubt it.
He'll moon us.
None of that is happening. Thank God.
I said testicles again earlier, and I really swore off.
Can you just go to gonads or something else?
Gonads. Worse.
Okay. It sounds more scientific. It's less worse for me.
There's augmented reality. Jinlu Ghost World.
They've been
world.
Really getting into the augmented reality. This isn't the one I... This is... Are there images? God, these people with no... Oh, no. Oh, this one. I already saw this one. This one's great.
The show?
It's
you loved
weirdo
it?
Weirdo.
Okay, give
I
us
love
a
it.
Rating. Well, wait. Let me tell you... Let me tell the listeners what's in it. The exhibition coincides...
It's still up? It seems so long.
Oh, sorry. Features new video, augmented reality, painting, and glass sculptures. It coincides with Ghost
of
World...
Of frogs.
A performance for four dancers organized...
Oh, I missed that part.
You did. It was in April. Organized by Slash and co-presented with The Lab. It is among the first...
Why is it up for so long?
Well, it's among the first of... Uh-oh. It's this is bad news. It is among the first of 10 Hewlett 50 artists commissioned for media arts to premiere in the Bay Area. Now, is that Hewlett as in Hewlett-Packard, who's on BDS?
I think it's... I mean, Hewlett Foundation, but it's got to be related to Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a name.
Oh, geez, guys.
Hewlett gives a lot of money to artists.
Yeah. I don't know. They have all these initiatives.
Maybe we should
shit.
Give them a call and find out.
You think they'll have a nice, clear answer for me?
I think they'll have to have something to say.
This is not going to work out.
Press 1. For environment, press 2. For global development and population, press
Whoa.
3. For performing arts, Ooh. Press 4. For philanthropy,
they're,
press
they're performing
5.
Arts, Hewlett.
What about philanthropy?
Press Let's go 9. Straight to the arts. That's what
oh,
we're
okay.
talking about
What'd
here.
You say, 4?
Aw, oh, fucking talent, hell.
Press 0.
I press 4.
We are sorry. There is no one available
Wait.
To take your call.
We can leave a
Please
message.
Please record your message after the tone. Press star to discard the recording.
What, who should I say I am?
Press any digit to end the
I'm
recording.
From the podcast.
Okay. Hi, this is Kate Rhodes from Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, and we're calling you to find out what the Hewlett-Packard Foundation stance is on the ongoing genocide in Gaza. So if you could just give me a call back and let me know, my number is 419-351-6606, and we'd love to hear back from you because we are trying to go see some shows that you funded and figuring out what the deal is. Thank you.
I don't think they're the Hewlett-Packard Foundation. They're the Hewlett Foundation.
No, dude, they are. William and Flora.
Okay, there we go. Okay, fine. Well, Hewlett, but
those
not
are the
Hewlett-Packard.
Those are the Hewlett.
Who's Packard?
Packard is the one who funds the fucking aquarium, maybe?
Oh, shit.
Hewlett and Packard are just running around wild.
HP is, well, we know that's all
well,
like the tech
Well, they're based
stuff.
In Menlo Park, these
Yeah,
guys.
No, they're here for sure. Yeah.
Well, we'll get what? A nice, clear answer, I'm sure.
We'll get a really direct answer. I hope we got to the arts department.
Are we going to be like persona non grata now? I'm always wondering when will I cross the line?
When
I feel like I've
to...
crossed a lot of lines. I just want to put it out there. If anybody has beef with me, I would love to just work it out using the John and Dr. Gottman.
Oh, you've got that. Because
the yeah, because the guy and his wife, they're both doctors.
You and then you only remember the guy,
Dr. John Gottman, and his wife.
Oh, don't you dare,
Barbara!
Don't you dare!
I know, isn't that misogynist?
Yeah.
Well, look, the Gottmans have a thing that is a 5-step process to address a regrettable incident where someone's feelings got hurt. So, if anybody's feelings were hurt by me. Please reach out and I will have the patience of a saint as we work through hours of processing.
I don't think there's a lot of people out there.
I don't think there's a lot of people out there that have any desire to do that.
It's oh, an interesting God. Process. Maybe not 5 hours. Is it? Can there be like a 20-minute process?
Oh, yeah. We can ram
process.
Through it in 20
okay,
minutes.
Cool. Hey, did you bring your tarot cards?
Oh, fuck me.
I knew
shit.
I was going to text you yesterday the moment I left the gallery to be like, don't forget.
I didn't bring
Put
anything.
Put them by the door.
Got nothing.
Can you do like a card highlight of the week?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and highlight the Three of Wands.
Okay. Can you tell me more about that?
The Three of Wands is a card about... having a plan.
What does it look like? There's like three wands in there?
Well, in my queer yeah. tarot deck, which was given to me by friend of the show, Carrie Hott, because we thought that you can't, that they don't work if you don't receive them as a gift. But then I talked to some witches and shit about that, and they were like, that's not true. You can do whatever you want. And I'm like, all that matters in these scenarios is what do you believe? And
it's true.
I wanted it
it's
as a
true.
Gift. I wanted somebody else to... endow me with that
yes.
power.
Okay. Well, and Carrie did.
Yeah.
Thank you,
I think
Carrie.
You should have to have at least one other person who wants you to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyhow, the three of wands in my deck is there's two wands stuck down. They just look like wooden staffs.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
And they're stuck down in the ground. And then there's a person holding another one, kind of like a walking stick.
Oh.
And their back is to the viewer, and it looks like they're about to embark on a journey.
A journey.
And so I have always interpreted that as three of wands is like you're setting your plan for like a long process or whatever ahead.
You're in the beginning stages.
But it's looking good. If it's right side up, it's looking good. If it's upside down, maybe that's something you need to like address. Like maybe your plan isn't exactly ready yet. Or maybe
you still need to work on it.
Or maybe you're too absorbed in the planning process and you have to like take a step back.
Mm.
You know?
So upside down isn't necessarily like the opposite. It's just sort of like,
I feel like it's like something's a little off.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving me the card of the day.
Yeah. Three of wands.
Wands. Ooh, sorry.
Three of swords is a whole nother
story. Is that a card?
Yep.
Okay. So three of wands.
So the three suits are...
I was thinking swords for some reason.
The three suits are wands, pentacles, swords, and cups.
The four suits then.
Did I say three?
You did.
Four. Yeah.
I'm just trying to like put it together.
I gotta be honest, Mason. Just like
this?
Most
I
things.
Love it.
Well,
sorry.
Just like most things with tarot card readings and that, you just gotta go for the gusto, in my opinion.
What does that mean?
I don't read the book.
You don't? You must have.
I don't give a shit about the book. It's about me talking to the.
Come on, dude. You gotta have some like grounding.
Nope. Maysoon, all I've been listening to lately is Cannonball Adderley.
I know.
The greatest jazz sax player of all time.
Let's play a little bit of that too while we're at it.
And here it comes. Well, he has an astrology album that has a song for every sign.
Oh, I need to hear that.
Should I play the Aries?
Send it
Let
to me
play the Aries song for every sign.
This is Aries Aram, ruled by the planet Mars, god of war. Very strong, determined sign. As a matter of fact, it's the strongest sign in the solar system. These people are extremely versatile. Do just about anything, anytime, any place, any way. The world is wrong and they are right. They have so much confidence that they fear themselves. But only themselves.
It's an album of 12 songs.
They're very short.
That's kind of
cute. Yeah. But some of the astrology takes on there are also really bad. Like, he's talking about Pisces women that they'll just have, they want kids. More the merrier, they'll have a dozen kids. He
Jesus
says that.
Christ, enough already.
The narrator guy says
stuff.
That. Yeah.
How's the Virgo one? Kate's a Virgo.
Pretty accurate.
Kate's mad about Virgo.
It talks about how Virgos will just talk and talk.
Oh, here we go.
But I thought that was a Gemini trait.
I know many people from all signs who talk nonstop.
Yeah, because I got the first time I ever got into astrology was because I had a crush on this one of our live drawing models at school, and she started hanging out. We started hanging out and doing drugs together.
Wait, in undergrad?
Undergrad, yeah. I was a freshman at the time, and I think
you're supposed to be doing drugs when you're a freshman.
Yeah, and I think she was like 28 or something.
Cute.
Anyhow,
she was the older girl.
I thought she. I was trying to.
Impress.
Figure out if it could work between us, if she liked me. And of course, instead of telling her, asking her, anything like that, I went to the fucking Half Price Books and got a book called Sextrology. Okay. And I think she was an Aquarius. And
you immediately looked that up.
Yeah.
And then I got compatibility with the Virgos. Yeah, you're like, how is this all going?
I also got an astrology book called The Only Astrology Book You'll Ever Need. And I was just going through
the
charts.
Worst.
I was looking at our chart, my chart,
Did
her
you get,
chart.
You
How
got
do
her
I
chart?
See? How will
wait,
I know?
Wait. You got her chart? You went that
yeah,
far
yeah,
already.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Nothing.
You
she got drunk
that we
one
were just
time.
Friends.
She got drunk at my apartment one time and then ended up on my bed.
Ooh.
And I was like sitting on the edge of my bed being like, do you want me to read you some poetry?
Oh my God.
And
that's
she
too fucking cute.
Yeah.
And ridiculous.
She licked my arm at one point.
That
I don't know
suggestive
what.
To
well,
me.
Of course.
I
she's
mean,
in my bed.
I don't know.
And then I was just too freaked out to get involved with any of that. And then she ghosted me. And then I dated her sister.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
It's weird to think about stuff like that now, huh?
32 and 19 is a not winning combo. That's not a winning combo. And she had a fiance. If you think that story was about you, it's not. It's actually about somebody entirely else. There we go.
Entirely else.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Okay, what else you got, Mason? All these goddamn people broke my heart into 500,000 pieces and then put the pieces into an incinerator.
This is what you look like.
Yeah.
This now is what I'm happens one when that happens.
Motherfucker. No.
I'm glad you got the Gottman going.
We got Gottman now. Gottman. We're so good.
You're working it out.
You know, Gottman's got us. They should put me on a political campaign.
Gottman's got us.
Yeah. But Maysoon,
I've got so many t-shirt ideas. It's insane.
What else are you excited about seeing besides Slash that you already saw?
I don't know why.
Hey,
that
I want to get over to
so
that
long.
Show. I want. Well, it's because I need to see it, and it's got paintings,
it's been
video.
Up since April, well, May, it June, needs July. To be that's 4 full months.
That's like museum vibes. I think that's cool.
I think that's it's unusual. I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm not mad about it. I just had no idea.
I think they also had kind of a summer closure at one point.
Like, we're taking a small break. We're leaving the show up, and
I could be wrong
to it.
Yeah. And they have a whole other thing in their little room space. So everybody get over there. Give me a ride over there. We could see Victor's show over there also at Minnesota Street.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should do a little visit over there.
Yeah. It'd be fun if we rode bikes again and give people the finger. Look, here's my final recommendation. Oh, also, listeners, if you want to ride bikes with us, go ahead and give us a call. 419-351-6606. You can tweet us. No, you can't. You can send us an email. Congratulations, pinetree@gmail.com. We're getting a
Which
new
we
email.
Never fucking, are we?
Because Google is like BDS, bro.
Okay.
Google's fucking up big time.
Where can we go?
Proton Mail? I don't fucking know.
Should we start our own like email?
Oh, God, that's going to take eternity. I don't fucking know how
to. Can't you and Carrie on that?
Carrie Hot, please.
You and Carrie are my, like, tech
Carrie,
people.
Carrie, please.
Carrie, can we work with you on this, please?
Let's really whine. Carrie, please.
God, that whine is
okay,
insane.
Yeah, that was a lot.
That was a lot. That was
Look,
like a-
here is my final recommendation. I'm reading a book. It's called On Strike Against God. It's by Joanna Russ, and it was written in like the late 70s, published in 1980, but now reissued with all this extra material, like a interview with Samuel Delaney, who was good friends with her, and all this stuff. She usually writes sci-fi, but this book seems like kind of like pseudo... I don't know if she was a lesbian, but it's pseudo memoir or whatever. But it's this amazing book where this academic lady is like having her awaken, her lesbian awakening. And it's just like,
I wish you could read a passage to us. Maybe next week. You'll still be reading it next week.
My boss, Aaron Harbor, told me to read it, and I was like, go to hell. And then I did read it, and I got to tell you, it's really good.
Did Aaron read it?
Uh-huh. Okay. That's why he was recommending it.
I never know.
Yeah. He was like, you're going to love this shit. And I was like, let's find out.
You were like, how would you know?
Yeah. I was like, fuck you, Dad. You're not my real dad.
You're just my work dad.
Yeah. So anyhow, I got to give that book. I haven't finished it yet. So let me get back to you next week.
Kate, you're about like a third of the way through it, would you say?
I think I'm almost done.
Oh, you read it like crazy yesterday.
And today, yeah. I can't stop reading it. It makes me so excited to be on
the
bus.
Okay, so next week, come up with a passage that you can share.
Okay.
To really hook everyone else.
Oh, every single paragraph hooks you in.
Ooh.
Like, she's just like such a like fucking, it's just like listening to a good friend tell you stuff. You know what
Cute.
I mean? Like,
I love that.
She's such a cunty bitch at times. You know, but also like an incredible, like the writing is so good.
Yeah. Have you read any of her sci-fi?
No, I'm going to
You're getting on the whole train now.
Yeah, I'm on the train.
What's the author's name again?
Joanna Russ or Joanna?
Joanna
J-O-A-N-N-A.
Don't overthink it.
Joanna?
Just say it directly.
Okay, I don't know.
It's J-O-A-N-N-A.
Yeah, dude.
Joanna.
You can go anywhere with that.
Joanna Russ.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay. We're going to be reading that book and freeing Palestine from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations, Pine Tree.